Untucked is, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz, my Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you doing this week?
I am doing swimmingly.
Swimmingly. Oh, how appropriate. The pun very much intended. Well, that's because tonight, you know, I've heard all these rumors and it's been on news sources that there is a free water park day attached to a Disney vacation, and that's what we're here to talk about. Let's waste no time. What can you tell us about it?
Well, could you repeat that word again?
Free.
That we don't hear
free.
Often?
The word is free.
It was shocking.
Yeah.
I have to say, the news came out, and I kept waiting for the fine print. You know, we see a lot of free offers from Disney. We even had the year where you got a free park day on your birthday. We certainly all know about free dining. And all of a sudden, I started getting all these press releases on a free water park day. And I kept reading and looking for the catch, and I couldn't find one. And so I'll be honest, I went to several of the sources that we have as an Earmark travel agency to make sure I wasn't missing something. But it's kind of exciting news if you make it work. In 2025, Walt Disney World is offering a free water park day to every on-site guest. There is a teeny tiny catch to it. It is going to be your arrival day, and we'll talk in a minute about strategies for that. But it doesn't matter how you book your vacation, if you are in a Walt Disney World resort, not a Good Neighbor resort, not something that put, you know, near Disney Park in their name, the actual Disney resorts with Disney transportation, regardless of how you booked or paid for it, you're getting that free water park day, including all of our DVC friends.
Well, and that was the first question I asked you, right? Because,
and you thought I was yanking your chain.
I did, because as Disney Vacation Club owners, which you and I both are, and you know, you book some of my vacations and DVC is some of them as well. You know, typically the DVC vacations don't necessarily play by the same rules when it comes to these types of giveaways. So I was surprised.
They're typically not qualified for anything, because for those that don't know, that Disney Vacation Club is Disney's own personal timeshare in select resorts. So they're, as I like to say, a captive audience. They have your money. You own this deeded real estate. You're committed. And while there are some great perks for being a DVC member, usually the new announcements that come out, like free dining or buy 4 days, park tickets, get three free, never apply to DVC members. But this one, across the board, every hotel room on property.
Well, so you know, when we talk about Disney Vacation Club, we talk about our friends over at DVCnews.com. So check out DVCnews.com, because for more than a decade, DVC News has provided the latest news and information regarding the Disney Vacation Club timeshare program and its member resorts. Visit them at DVCnews.com, where you can sign up for their email newsletter, or look for them at Facebook.com/DVCnews or Twitter.com/DVCnews. They definitely will have some information on this. I'm sure they will have a bunch of information if any of the DVC stuff appeals to you. But it was a very, very welcome bit of information that I got from you, because you are who I go to first for all things Disney. I'm very excited for it. You know, the water park's attached to the DVC vacation.
It did what Disney wanted it to do. It put that buzzword free out there, and it created great conversation. Like you said, I mean, I think you texted me a couple hours after it came out, and I'm going to get a little personal here. I believe that your question ended with multiple laughing emojis, because you were pretty sure you weren't included.
I was almost guaranteed it wouldn't be included. So, but it's
and so, but it got people talking.
Yes.
It's kind of pumping some life back into the water parks, because we've talked about the water parks before, and I think they're underutilized. And as we've talked about before, things like Genie and magical fast passes and all of those things, Disney creates some of these opportunities to spread out the guests. And I think that this opportunity to spread out the guests may work in their favor, because even though they're giving you something for free, let's be honest, if 5,000 people go to the water park today, instead of going into a theme park, it's 5,000 people less standing in the theme park lines. So you're creating a better experience for those in the theme park. They're not standing around with so many people. And you're creating a great experience, because who doesn't love something free? And free admission is pretty unheard of. So it's a win-win.
Well, and I'll give a little bit of an extra one too, right? Because you and I had talked about, it's the day of check-in. So if you're flying in on a specific morning and your room is not ready, because as we know, check-in is not necessarily available if your room is not available. It can be up until 4 o'clock, you know, rather than having to stay at the resort and having to figure out what you're going to do over there. You can go spend some money at the water park. They're more than happy to take your money over at the concessions over there. So it's just another way, like you said, spread it out, but also another place for you can enjoy. It is check-in, the check-in day. That's the most important detail that we've gotten so far, correct?
That is the detail. And I'll be honest, I've thought about it a lot. You know that they never consult me. I don't know why.
Me either.
And I always think of, is there a better way to do this? And I really thought about it. And I'm like, you know, I wish they offered it on check-in day and check-out day, because it might be great to enjoy on check-out day. But there are real logistical reasons and possible financial reasons that it's only being offered on check-in day. So it makes sense, but it may be hard for some of you to use. So we're going to talk through today how to use it, strategies to use it, whether you really just don't care and it's okay not to do it.
Sure.
But I do want to be very clear, because I love our listeners. We still every week get people that started episode one and listen through everything. We are recording in 2024. This is a 2025 benefit only. So if you're listening this week or anytime in 2024 and traveling in 2024, this will not be a benefit for you.
No, but as the travel specialist, you know, you're working with people that are planning for 2025. So it definitely,
we've got a lot of them.
It definitely makes sense. So before we even go any further, let's go over the choices, because we do have two water parks on property.
There's Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach. We've done detailed episodes on both of them. Typhoon Lagoon, episode 119. Blizzard Beach, all the way back to episode 65, when we were just a year old.
We were crawling at that point.
And both of those go into a lot of detail. What's there? What makes them different? You know, you'll hear, obviously, our podcast is about our opinion. And if you start looking even further, you'll see everybody's got a different opinion. Which one is best for little ones? Which one is best for adults? They all have great things. I think a lot of it is subjective. They all have big pools. They all have lazy rivers. They all have a little kids area, whether it's training camp or Catch a Kitty Creek. I think I have to go to Typhoon Lagoon just because I'd like to say Catch a Kitty Creek all day.
Sure.
You know, 10 attractions for those under 4 feet tall. But if you don't have a little one with you, that's not enticing to you. Some of them have more big family rafts than others. So there is a little bit of a choice to make, but I'm also going to be honest with you. I think we're going to see a change to park hours for the water parks in 2025 because of this benefit. But right now, there may not be a choice.
What do you mean by
that? There is a majority of the year that one or the other water park is closed. So if there's only one open, that's the perfect one for you.
So I guess historically, let me ask you that question. Have they been closed for refurbishment purposes? Are they closing them intentionally to divert crowd? What has been the historical significance between them for them both not being open at the same time?
We've seen a lot of differences. And let's be honest, there's a couple of factors that I think go into it. They're the, I don't know the Disney answer. I know the answers for when I'm planning with clients.
Sure.
You know, when people plan December and January vacations, they say to me, it's going to be swimming weather, right? And I always say, for your kids, yes. For the adults, you're going to be sitting on the side of the pool with a sweatshirt.
Right.
I've gone in December, and it is rare, but it has happened. There have been frost warnings. I've gone in December, and it's 70.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm from Canada, that's probably warm and wonderful.
Sure.
If I'm from Georgia, I'm not getting into a water park water all day long.
Right.
So I think the winter months are the ideal refurbishment. It is large. If you think about, in order to refurbish pools, they have to drain everything. I can't even imagine just the process of draining all of this water. So it is time consuming. But I do think also from a business standpoint, why staff two entire water parks when it's the middle of winter and most people aren't going? I will also say there are days we probably get anywhere from 5 to 15 days a year where we'll wake up to an email that says Typhoon Lagoon is closed today due to cold temperatures.
Right. That's definitely happened.
So, you know, this is a benefit that is definitely awesome if you can take advantage of it, because a one-day pass is going to cost you $69 to $79. You can add the water park feature to your vacation. And let's say you have a four-day park hopper, you get 4 days of water park entrance. I've never met anybody that's used all of them. No. However many park days you get that many water park day entrances. But let's be honest, how many people are going to the water parks 4 or 5 days on their vacation? So this opportunity for one free day is great.
So my question to you, before, and then I'll let you finish. We don't have anything that tells us right now that when they are both open, that they're going to force you to choose one or the other. That may happen, but that's not something that's been released yet.
Well, when you say force you to choose, I will say the interesting thing about those water park tickets, if you actually purchase them, even if you have a park hopper, you can't hop water parks.
Correct.
There may be issues where one park is at capacity. If you're using this free water park day in August,
yes,
that could happen.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to say everybody today must go to Typhoon Lagoon, right, even though they're both open.
That's really my question. Right.
I don't see that happening. Now, again, if I were going, I don't know that I have a big preference. I am a lazy river girl. Give me my book. I put my Kindle in one of those waterproof pouches, and I could read my book and ride the lazy river all day. So quite frankly, I would go out to the bus stop and get on whichever bus came first.
Right.
That's how I'd pick which water park I'm going to, because it's not going to make a huge difference to me. For others, it may matter. But here's the other consideration, because, again, it is first day. Like you said, it can be a great first day. I would say, talking about theme parks, we sell arrival day tickets to about 80% of our clients. Because I think if your plane lands at 1 o'clock and you get to the resort by 3 o'clock, especially if you're a first-time Disney guest, it's a great way to start your Disney vacation. Go into the theme park, spend a couple of hours, not that long, 14 or 16-hour day for your first day, and kind of get that preview. But the water parks are different than the theme parks. Most of the year, you're going to find that the water park is closing at 6 or 7 at night, unlike theme parks that are closing between 8 and 11 at night.
Right.
So the timing of, is this really going to work for everybody? I'm going to say the answer is definitely no. There's no way it works for everybody. Do I think a lot of people might change how they plan their vacation? I think maybe, and I want to be very clear to anybody listening, this is a total guess on my part, I think maybe 20% of our clients are going to take advantage of this benefit.
Huh. So I guess that answers the question I had for you, because I was going to ask you, do you think that most people will use this, causing like bigger crowding at the water parks? It sounds like you're thinking that might not necessarily be the case.
I don't think so. Again, people are going to be weather dependent. If I'm planning with somebody who's going November, December, January, February, most likely, I'm not going to recommend it. Think the opposite. In August, it might be a good plan.
Sure.
But it also might end up being a totally rained out day.
And so it's impossible to know that really until you're there too.
Until you're there or almost there.
Yeah.
You know, if you're thinking you're going to do this your first day, and we know every person going on vacation is like the weather app stalker. I can't even tell you how many weather screenshots I get in a week.
Everybody's a meteorologist when they're going on vacation.
Sure. The great thing is you can always add a day to your theme park tickets as long as you do it before you use your last day. So if you're thinking I'm doing a water park day one, but then you get there and you change your mind, you want a theme park, you can go to the front desk and add that day. Or it's 2 days before you're leaving on vacation and you look and you say, a water park sounded great, but 60 degrees in a water park doesn't sound great to me.
Sure.
Call your travel specialist, call whoever you've booked your trip with and add the day there. That'll make it less stressful for you. And again, timing is a big thing. But I think part of why I don't think every person is going to use this benefit is when we work with clients, we talk a lot about creating your plan, what's going to make you happiest and most successful. And for those going for the first time with little kids, what's going to make your child know that you're in Disney? And there is nothing worse than being on vacation and having this wonderful plan and having your child constantly say, when are we going to Disney?
Right. Yeah.
Remember, most little kids, when they think of Disney, they think of the castle. They're not in Disney till they've hit Magic Kingdom. So again, Jeff, for you and I who are in Disney frequently, our kids would love a water park day for the first day and they know what's coming. For people who are getting hyped on a vacation where they've never been to Disney.
Totally different.
Are they going to think Typhoon Lagoon is Disney to a four-year-old?
Probably not, no.
Probably not.
Probably not.
So do you want to start your vacation with your kid asking you every 20 minutes, when are we going to get there?
Probably not.
Not a highlight for me.
Probably not. All right, but let's talk about somebody that is going to use it. If they've decided that they are going to use it, let's briefly go through any strategies that you might have as the travel specialist as to how they can use the day.
So we said earlier, this is a arrival day benefit only. And we've heard a lot of different requests about it. And this is where you can kind of play around a little bit. A split stay, which means you're doing one hotel for part of your vacation and a second hotel for another, qualifies for two first days. They're not literal, hey, you arrived in Orlando today.
Sure. It's check-in.
Hey, you checked into our hotel today.
Yep. So you had two check-ins if you have a split stay.
If you have a split stay, you have two check-ins. Now, a split stay means packing your stuff up and moving in most cases.
Right.
I just did a split stay 2 weeks ago. I was in Beach Club for 3 nights and then Boardwalk for 3 nights. We had a change of plans, extended our vacation, and I couldn't extend my hotel room. I would probably use that first day on my second stay because it's already the middle of my vacation. What people sometimes do to take advantage of promotions, which we're hearing people ask for now. Again, remember what I said, the water parks are closing at 6 or 7 at night. That means that if your plane is touching down later than probably 1 p.m., I would never recommend the water park to you. By the time the plane touches down, you get your luggage, you get to the hotel, you drop your bags, you pull out your little bag that you prepared to head to the water park. You're going to probably get to the water park about 4:30, 4:45. To me, it's not worth going over for that amount of time.
Yeah, I was
going
to say you have an hour.
you have an hour, not worth it.
Yeah, totally.
So what some people are doing is a split stay right in the same resort. I'm going to check in to Caribbean Beach on March 12th, just for one night. And then I'm going to check into Caribbean Beach on March 13th for my 5-night or 6-night stay. That gives you two first days.
Sure.
Here's the good, the bad, and the ugly to it. It may be seamless. We can set up the reservation for what's called a continuing reservation. Let them know that you're going to be there on two separate reservations. We do that sometimes. Let's say a guest is arriving the day before the 30% off promotion happens. They do one night at full price, but they don't want to pay full price for their whole vacation. So they do that second night. 99% of the time, you will not have to move rooms. I always say to my client, Disney doesn't want to have to make up the hotel room. The time it takes for them to make up a whole new room because you're checking out and somebody else is checking in is way less time than them to come in and make the beds and take out the trash.
Sure.
If they can help it, they want to leave you there. But sometimes the puzzle that is room assignment doesn't work. And I will tell you that very frequently, when they're oversold in a particular category, people on a one-night stay are the first people to get a very magical upgrade because they're happy to give an upgraded, more expensive room and only take it up for one day than for six or seven.
That makes sense.
So sometimes that's how it works out. If you're at a hotel that does a lot of school groups, it might be that you have to move because day two starts their school block. But that's a way, if you want to really be creative, and again, you're still okay not getting to the theme parks in that case till day three, to take advantage of that free benefit.
All right. So listen, we're coming to the end of the program today, but there are a couple things to think about when you're dealing with water parks. So we didn't want to say goodnight without mentioning them. So give us a couple things that we should keep in mind if we're going to take advantage of this.
Most guests at Walt Disney World don't have a car. So you're using Disney transportation. You're taking a bus. There are not water park specific buses. Now, again, if enough people take advantage of this offer, that may change. But the Typhoon Lagoon stop is usually part of the Disney Springs bus. And the Blizzard Beach stop is usually part of the Animal Kingdom's bus route. So you are taking a bus. It is time consuming. If you're there on a weather sensitive season, I always say, do you want to be wet and hopping onto an air conditioned bus? The bus transportation to me does make it a little bit more difficult. You can certainly drive there if you have a car, Uber, Lyft, or minivan to make that an option for you.
But what about towels? Because that's always a question that people are up in the air about, right? You're talking about getting on a cold bus. What about the towels?
And that's why I think they didn't make this a last day benefit. The water parks do not provide towels. You can rent a towel or you can bring your own. So I think what's going to happen, and Disney is not going to love my saying this, you want to take advantage of the free water park. You're going to put your stuff with Bell Services. You're hopefully at a resort. Not all of the Disney resorts will make this work, but you're hopefully at a resort that has towels by the pool. You're going to go grab some pool towels and go down with you. Yeah. They don't want the pool towels going home in people's luggage, so they want to make sure you're coming back to the resort for days.
Got it. Got it.
One of the things that I always say to people to think about, especially those of you with young children, and when people say to me, my kids love a pool. If your kids just love a pool, I wouldn't be running to the water park. If your child is just happy to be in something splashy and wet, and they don't want to sit in a tube and go on a lazy river, and they don't want to do a big water slide, or they're not tall enough for it, or you as an adult don't like the big flume slides, so you're not taking your kid. Just like anything else, before you jump and say, as my brother-in-law would say, if it's free, it's for me, it may not be the right thing for your family. Make sure you are going to use the attractions that are there before you go out of your way to create this plan.
Well, it's just like everything else that you say. It has to work for your traveling party. That's the common mantra we've had in this show since it's begun. This is absolutely no different. And for the situation that you're describing, it's not for that family. For the situation like mine, since the news is broken, I've been asked every day by my seven-year-old, are we going in 2025? So it really, really depends.
Well-trained children.
Yes,
good job.
It depends. But listen, I appreciate you jumping on tonight to give us the update for folks that are looking for 2025 vacations. Have a great week this week.
You too.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Dis. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share on your Facebook and Instagram for other Disney fans to enjoy. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Dis by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.